Now it's movie time on ABC Radio National, around the world on Radio Australia, online and on your various appliances. Julie Rigg here, welcoming you to a crowded week at the movies down here in the Southern Hemisphere. Six new films out. The pace is picking up before the holiday season and most of them are either not bad or pretty good. Something for almost every taste this week. For mainstream comedy, there's Due Date, with Robert Downey Jr. as a man trying to get home to his about-to-give-birth wife. For classy, offbeat comedy, there's Isabelle Huppert as an ageing hippie turned real estate agent in Copacabana. For genre lovers, there's the little Aussie Western Red Hill, beautifully filmed in the Victorian High Country. Or there's Monsters, in which alien life forms invade the border between the United States and Mexico. Amazing scenes in this one. The director, Gareth Edwards, will join us later to tell us how he did it. Rose Capp will be here for Trash and Treasure, reviving memories of Richard Gere in the 1990 film Internal Affairs. And there's also The Last Exorcism. Maybe, hopefully, the movie is prophetic. I sent Jason DeRosso to find out. For those with a taste for political thrillers, though, my recommendation this week is Fair Game. These films about those non-existent weapons of mass destruction just keep coming. This one is a cracker. Sean Penn plays Joe Wilson, the ex-diplomat who went public, contradicting the White House's allegations of uranium ore sales to Iraq. Naomi Watts plays his wife, Valerie Plame, a CIA agent outed by the White House as payback. How does a marriage stand that kind of heat?
Valerie, turn on MSNBC. Ashcroft just announced it. They say he's going to convene a grand jury.
Oh, good. We're looking for the sweet sir for Reverend Cotton Marcus.
What are we doing? What's going on? Why don't we stop?
Shh!
He's heavily armed and on the loose. We've lost all communications. One officer is dead along with several civilians.
The Week in Film, thanks Timothy Nicastri. Briefly, some film news. The recent federal election may have been a policy-free zone for film and the arts, but this week John Brumby plunged in a $2 million promise to bump up funding for the Melbourne International Film Festival during the Victorian election campaign. He plans to, quote, drive MIFF to become a Category A festival alongside Cannes, Toronto and Berlin. Goodness. More details about how he's going to do this online. Meanwhile, the Liberal National Coalition had promised to spend $500,000 to cement ties between Melbourne's screen sector and Bollywood. This is reported in my favourite online journal, Screen Hub. They want to send young Melbourne producers to Bollywood on scholarships. They're going to give $500,000 over 4 years to develop the Bollywood Film Festival in coordination with the Melbourne International Film Festival. Goodness. Some interesting lobbying must have happened there, I'd say.